episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T.
You did it. You made it.
I'm pissed right now.
You're pissed?
I am.
Wow, dude.
I'm a little mad.
Welcome to the show.
I'm mad. No.
TNT
no,
is no, no, mad.
No. We're not going to subvert my anger. We're not going
to I'm welcoming you to the show.
I don't want to be welcomed. Don't hurry up and do your intro, because I know you aren't going to rest until the intro gets out. Get the intro out so I can tell everybody why I'm pissed. Get it out. Get your intro.
I don't want to do it. No,
I know. I know you love your intro.
I don't even know what that is. Go.
All right. Fuck it then. Why the fuck is Kanye West really running for president, Jonas? Why is this actually a thing?
Is it real?
Listen to what I just read. Now, it is currently... I don't even know what the date is.
Today's the...
It's the 19th, goddammit. Kanye West announces first presidential campaign event in South Carolina. He's really doing it. I read the other day, Jonas, is that the polls came out for the week, and Kanye West had a 2%. 2% in the polls. Then he goes to his Twitter, and he tweets out a picture of Mount Rushmore and says, I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. The Mount Rushmore had his face next to one of the presidents, Jonas, and he said, I'm doing it. How do you feel about this, Jonas? It is a very fragile time in this country's history.
Yeah, if we go from Trump to Kanye.
We aren't going to go from Trump to Kanye.
No. I don't even mean, but what I mean by that is to go to two non-political presidents in a row. Two non-politicians in a row.
Yes.
You know, they could whoever they Trump and Kanye are irrelevant.
Yeah, two unpolitical because they don't have any
politic background.
Yes.
In a row could be a very bad thing for our country. Yes.
Okay, but I don't think we're going to go to Kanye. My point is that it provides a distraction from what is essentially one of the two men who are either a Democratic or Republican. One of those two are going to win.
Right.
Because that's the way it always goes.
Right.
Now, we can look back in history. I don't know if if an independent's ever won. Maybe once.
You know? I mean, if it is, it's way back before, like, the
lobbyists.
Yeah, like the Democrat, Republican. Like, once. Because, I mean, way back in the beginning of our country, it wasn't Democrat Republican. There was all sorts of little parties and stuff. Like, but once we affirmed Democrat Republican, period, and moved forward from that.
Well, like I said, I'm not sure. I feel like a dark horse may have won one time. Not 100% positive. I don't think Kanye West is going to win. Yeah, I saw that. I read to you like last week when I should have brought this up. I'm sorry again. It's hard when shit's developing. That when it came out to about the coronavirus vaccine, he was asked a question about that, and he said, that is the devil. They want to put that's the mark of the beast, and only so many people are getting into heaven.
That's the man you want for president, dude?
That's just not the way you answer that goddamn question. Like, it's not. I get it, man. Like, I can even understand where he was going, but most people are going to be like, you sound nuts. It's just, it's very disconcerting to me. I'm not a political person, all right?
Well, the...
But it is very, very disconcerting
to me.
Well,
yeah, because who do you think Kanye's going to pull votes from, Trump or Biden?
Both?
If you had to guess, if anyone's going to pull more votes.
I don't have a dog in this race, all
right? I mean, yeah, right.
I don't have a dog in this race, so...
Yeah, dude.
Sure, I don't know.
It's, well, I guess my question is, I've heard rumblings on the interwebs that, you know, Kanye and Trump are boys. Well, at least he used to be.
You mean the fact that he wore a MAGA hat and said he was like a father to him?
Yeah, you know, those sort of things.
With his fucking Apple phone out with a code that was 0000.
But
I know what you're talking about.
But there's people out there saying, you know, that Trump and Kanye are close. Is anything behind it like him pushing for president to try to take vote away from Biden so Trump has a better chance to win? That's like the interwebs are, because like for Kanye to come out of nowhere here 2 months or 3 months before the vote and be like, hey, I'm running for president.
I mean, he said this before, like 2 years back at a concert, and everybody just kind of thought he was joking
about it.
So he said this at a concert. It was like just one of his monologues that he goes off on when he starts talking about all this astrological sign and God above us and the heaven and the earth and stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with believing that. Yeah. Either way, he did it at a concert. Everybody kind of thought it was a joke. It even made it on social media. It was discussed. And then it kind of went away. Then recently, when he came out and said slavery was a choice, vote for him. So when he said slavery was a choice, he made another comment about how he was not joking about that shit that he had said at this concert. Now that he's on this manic binge, because there's a little bit of manic depression here.
He gets manic. He's had issues where he had to, like... Yeah,
they say his family has been saying bipolar. To me, it looks a little bit more manic depressive because he has, like, the lows and these highs where he's just like, I'm a billionaire. I'll do whatever I want. He can do whatever he wants. Fine. Yeah. Fucking do it.
Yeah, whatever it is, he suffers from the very low lows and the very high highs.
Yes, but it's a similar thing to, like... Well, just who's getting in this guy's head? Like when we were talking about Childish Gambino and how he just like, I'm gonna do this tonight. I'm gonna do a gospel concert when I come out here tonight. Everybody's gonna love it because everybody loves me. Yo, fam, you just a human, all
right? Right. Why do you have a church choir with you?
Like, yeah, like when we say, me and you, Jonas, when we say, yo, I should have run for president. I swear, man, I'd be a good president because I wouldn't be mean to people. I'd know exactly. We're just talking shit. But we ain't got $1 billion to work with.
Right.
If one of us had a couple million dollars to work with, I'm not putting Bloomberg money up, but I'm going to put some money up. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll take a quarter of my life savings and just see if I can make this president thing work. It's like going to improv.
Yeah, right?
It's like, like taking a little class. I'll just go take a presidential class.
Yeah, dude.
What is it going to cost me? $250 million? Do it. Let's go.
Yeah, right?
I'll make that back when my album drops.
Yeah.
Or my clothing line hits. I think I'm done with Kanye.
Yeah. You don't really talk out about people very often unless it really hits you.
Dude, it just bothers me is because, like, Kanye was a part of us growing up, man. And he was influential, and he used to be an advocate for the culture. And now it's just kind of like, I don't know. He's been rich for too long. Affluenza has taken over.
Yeah, like that first album he put out.
I'm not talking about the good shit. No.
No, but I mean, but what I'm saying, he came from, like, if you look at, like, his first album, what he came out with, what he was talking about, what he was before he got real big, to now.
Yeah.
It is like, who is this man?
Exactly.
Like, it's who's going to be his vice president, Jay-Z?
Even talk to him anymore.
If he ran a ticket and it was, and he was the president and he got somebody like Jay-Z to be his VP, you think he could pull some votes?
Jay-Z being his fucking vice president is tone deaf because Jay-Z don't fuck with him. Jay-Z has been dealing with Kanye way closer than the rest of us have. And if we're at this point now, vicariously, you can only imagine how somebody that used to deal with him on a day-to-day, work with him on a day-to-day, did an album with him, he's probably like, I'm so done.
Right, he's like, yeah, I ain't talked to him in a few months.
Look, but I don't want to get into the fucking the high school bullshit that is Drake and Kanye, Jay-Z, Kanye. He's unqualified 100%. Whether we like to believe it or not, I don't feel like a lot of people are qualified to be president.
No, they're not. It's a very, very important job.
It's a very stressful job. It's a very important job. And it takes a certain mindset.
You cannot have someone who is bipolar or manic depressive in charge of our nuclear options. Sorry. I mean, there's nothing wrong. If you have a mental problem or a mental health issue, more power to you to get it corrected, more power for you for being you. But you should not be in charge of nuclear options.
Yes.
I mean, that's...
And I don't think that you can be an egomaniac and be a president either. Yeah. Because then it becomes about molding the country in your image versus molding the country in the image that the people desire.
Sounds kind of familiar.
I'm not trying to. I'm not shooting. This is not a sub. I'm not shooting subliminals at anybody. It's in the sub. Yeah.
But no, I agree 1,000%. Like, everything a president does should be in the interest of the country.
Yes. The people.
The people. Right. The our people country's who, image, the people of our country, all that.
You're taxing the people to pay for everything that this country has provided you in your office. Yeah, we get to talk shit about you doing a job. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, we get to talk shit about you doing it. Guess what? We paying for you. So if we're not happy, if I'm not happy with my doctor, guess what? I need a new doctor. This guy's incompetent. I need a new doctor. I'm not paying this doctor any more money. All right? If I'm unhappy with my service at a restaurant, no. Give me a new steak.
This one's overdone. Back to this restaurant.
Thank you. So just like any job that you work at home or that we work right now, if you don't like this podcast, please like it more.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, well, that's what America's built on is choice, man. Choice and freedom, dude.
Yeah, but people get into office, you know, and they start just doing what they want. They're like, this is what's worth versus what the people want versus what's best for the people. They need this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I need this. I think at the core, that is one of the biggest problems of our country at the moment, is that people get into office with agendas instead of just getting into office to help the country and help, or even at the city level.
Yeah.
You don't get in city government to make the city push your agenda. You get into city government to make the city better. Mm-hmm. You get into a state government to make the state better. You get into a federal government to try to make the federal entity better.
Yeah.
But they all get in and they owe people money because they've donated to their campaigns and they have owe favors and they got friends and they got it's like,
I think it's just kind of sad the way that we as human beings just tend to pervert everything that we touch. Like something so pure as voting democratically for your leader has turned into something so perverted and just not even what it was, and not even what it should be.
Well, and it goes with anything that's a big issue. You know what I mean? Even as simple as everything.
Capitalism is the same way.
Yeah. I mean, if it's something as simple as like coronavirus and wearing a mask, people are like,
Jesus. No, we're not talking about coronavirus.
No, I'm just saying it's like the same thing with that. They pervert anything. If I do this, I'm this. If I don't do this, I'm this. But like I said,
capitalism started out with, hey, you've got some corn. I've got some rice. Here's a trade. And now it's to the point where it is just the most perverted thing. Like, you gotta get your commercials out at a certain point in time. You can't say anything mean on social media. Everything is, it's just, I'm not happy about it, Jonas. Do not vote for Kanye. My first political statement on this podcast, Jonas, do not vote for Kanye West.
I will tell you,
for somebody else.
I will tell you that is what I will be not doing.
And God damn it, do not vote for me because I would just fuck it up too.
Yeah, right.
My heart might be in the right place, but believe me, I need at least 6 hours of Xbox. you won't see me at the golf course.
You're like, listen, I can't meet with you today, Kim Jong-un. I got to play some Overwatch real fast.
I could imagine myself playing Overwatch talking to Kim Jong-un.
Dude, you'll be like, Kim Jong-un, get on Xbox. We'll play some Overwatch. We'll chat real quick over Xbox Live about some stuff.
Jonas, it's going to get to that point eventually. When we get the first gamer president.
Yeah. Oh, well, I saw stuff about like, nursing homes. Like when we're old, there'll be a Switch set up with like Mario Party, and everyone will just be like playing Mario Party, and it'll be like, who has the best gaming PC in the home?
Yo, who's got the best rig? You're not even wrong.
So I got some quick hits.
Go ahead, dude. You do you.
I will just, there's a couple corona related things.
I know it, dude. You can't help yourself.
I just talk about.
Come on, let's go. I was seriously going to issue a ban on it, dude. I was going to make an executive decision that we were not going to talk about the goddamn coronavirus anymore. But go ahead.
No, just quick hits because I talk about humanity, dude. A woman peed in a store because she couldn't be in there without a mask.
Fair enough.
So that was it. That was the story. There was a Verizon store. They told her she couldn't be in there without a mask. She peed on the floor.
Yo, that's great.
So after you went off on your big tangent about how I always talk about Corona, that was the story I had to talk about. Another thing is there's rumors about that part of the reason that some areas were not pushing masks sooner than others is because they were saying the governments were saying that the masks fuck with the facial recognition software, and that that's why they are don't want people to wear masks, is because they can't identify them with their facial recognition.
New York has a ban on masks prior to this.
Yeah.
You couldn't wear, okay, and I'm pretty sure parts of California as well. Because, like, if you're wearing a mask, you're trying to rob.
Right.
Why are you trying to
rob? And that was the mindset in our country before, was like, if you walk into a store with a mask on, you're up to no good. Right. You're hiding your face.
Right.
Well, but then in, like, Asian countries, they've been doing it forever.
Yeah. So they, you know, they got, like, the whole issue, though. With there being, like, a billion people on top of each other at all times.
True. Yeah, we're a little more spread out. The Toronto Blue Jays, the baseball team, Canada has issued that they cannot play their home games in Toronto because they do not want Americans flying in to play.
I love it. You know, and honestly, though, when you said Toronto Blue Jays, I was like, is that what the Washington Redskins are trying to
Oh, my God. Speaking of the Washington Redskins, did you hear there's a huge scandal that, like, they were super sexual harassing employees and pimping out cheerleaders and shit?
Really?
There was a I read a story, I don't know the exact, but that was like, that's kind of what it is, but there was a thing that the coach was there was a quarterback for Washington that got injured really bad. It was like one of those like bone through the skin injuries. And kind of like how this all came about is like the coach was supposedly fucking a secretary.
Sounds pretty par for the course.
There was also a player who was fucking the secretary. Like a lower end running back sort of thing.
Yeah.
Rumor is coach found out that the player was fucking the secretary too, benched him. The player that filled in for that player was the guy who missed the block, who then caused the quarterback got sacked and got that nasty injury. So he sat a player for non-player reasons, and then the quarterback got injured because a less talented player was in the game.
Ooh, it was all a part of this diabolical plan.
And then, but I guess like that running back had the coach's son on Instagram Live, and they were talking about it. He was telling the coach's son about this whole. I was like, I am not reading into that. Wow. It's 2 days of our lives for me.
That's the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, and that happened on the Washington.
They got to change the name now.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. They knew this shit was coming. They're like, how can we save face? We're gonna be the Washington Blue Jays.
They're gonna be the Washington Peace Rainbows.
Let's see here.
All right, well that's cool.
The NFL has a rule about injured reserve. So like if a player gets hurt, they can go in. It used to be if they went on injured reserve, they were gone forever for the season. Then they recently changed it that if you have an injury that isn't like super serious, but you need a few weeks to you can go on injured reserve temporarily and come back. And you can do that with like one or maybe two players a season because they're limited on roster size. Well, now with Corona, they are how they're handling the potential of a coronavirus infection during the NFL season is that if a player tests positive, they immediately have to go on injured reserve for 3 weeks to quarantine and whatever. But essentially, what is going to happen is it is just going to be a cycle of fucking players on these teams. Like, I can't imagine what – so, like, they're talking about doing indefinite amounts of injured reserve. So if you get sick, you can go off and come back and da-da-da-da-da. But, like, so what it sounds like to me, and this is kind of what fucks me up, is it's like we're going to have the season no matter who the fuck is on the team. Because if y'all get sick, we're going to pull you out and we're going to throw some other motherfuckers in there. There's enough people out there who know how to play football. We're going to make it work.
Yeah, we'll make it work until it doesn't.
Right, so it's going to be like, starts out, Baker Mayfield out here on the field. They're like, well, Baker Mayfield's sick. All right, we're going to throw Johnny Smith in as quarterback. Oh, Johnny Smith is sick. Oh, let's bring in Tony Smith. He's in here now. I have no idea who the backup is for the Browns right now. But like, it's just going to be weird, dude. Like, it'll be they said something like they already have 72 players who have it. There's only, 53 times 30? 1,500? There's only 1,500 players total. And if 70 of them already have it, that's already almost 1%.
If I were a player, I would probably not want to do it. I mean, I guess it depends on if I was well off enough, but I wouldn't want to take the chance, to be honest.
Well, and I see there's NBA players that have been opting out.
Oh, yeah, because they have children. They have families, too. Some of them take care of their elderly
mothers or grandmothers whatever.
I'm trying to think because I knew one that he actually did. Like his mother with Alzheimer's stayed with him or some shit. Truth, not facts, by the way, for any of this. But it's, you know, it's a risk. It's a risk that, like, is it worth it going for your job? Especially if you're already like a millionaire, my dude, just sit me down for a season. But then it's getting to the point where, are they going to consider you furloughed? Are they going to consider you injured reserved? There was the
breach of contract. Like,
there was the WNBA player who, she says that she takes like 62 pills a day. She had, I want to say, Lyme disease. She was immunocompromised, and they were basically telling her that she'd be cut from the team if she didn't play. They're like, hey, we're playing, so you either get out here or you're gone. And it's like, WNBA players, it's not paying as well as an NBA. But right,
they are making millions of dollars.
Yeah, or MLB.
Maybe the top five players are making $1 million. But
so,
like, yeah.
So she's kind of in a lurch there. But she's like, I can't believe. And she's just trying to raise awareness about it. You have to look more into this one yourself. Yeah, I didn't really do any research.
Well, in the same thing with WWF, too. They're like, they've said that if people want to sit home, they can, and there's no repercussion. But here's the problem with any of those industries.
They're going to pay you.
I think so. But here's the problem with any of those industries. It's all about, what have you done for me lately? So if quarterback, say Patrick Mahomes, he won't, because he's just made $500 million contract. Say he's like, I'm gonna, he's also probably not the right person to talk about. Somebody who's like, say, middle tier quarterback. He's like, you know what? I don't feel safe. My mom lives with me. She's immunocompromised. I'm going to sit this year out. Then Troy Jones comes in and plays. Troy Jones lights it the fuck up. You got a job? No. You were running back. You sit out a season. Someone comes in and blows it up. They're going to stay with a hot hand, dude. You ain't played for a year. You're out of football shape. Like, it's – if you
That's
aren't
– fair, too.
In the, like, wrestlers, if you're not on TV and doing whatever, you're not in the know. Your merchandise sales go down. If they bring some random dude on TV, his merch sales blow up. Guess what? He's got a TV spot now.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's, so it's like, it's not only your health. It's like, am I going to lose my spot? It's a highly competitive industry.
Yeah, that's fair. But that, you know, that kind of goes with all jobs. If you don't show up the day that the job, sure, you can stay home.
Yeah.
But if somebody takes your position.
Right. As good as you think you are, if someone steps into your job and even does it at 85% your level, you're at risk, man, because they can pay you less. They can pay that person less than they're paying you and get almost the same amount of production.
Yeah, and they don't give a fuck about their health.
Right.
Or their family.
Right.
So, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, dude, it's just crazy that I just thought that was interesting because the NFL season is just gonna be like, ideally, I hope that everything's fine and everyone's great and I get to watch football. I want to watch football. Nah, believe me.
Nah, you don't.
Why don't I want to watch football?
I don't know, man. Do you really want to watch something? You just had the whole thing about sugar on the last podcast. We realized that if something, it may be delicious, it may be palatable.
Yeah.
It ain't always what's best
for you. Yeah, that's true. And I think also by people...
this ain't what's good
But
for
I think
us,
by
man.
People watching it, it enables the owners and the people to show that... It's just the same thing. It kind of goes back to my, like, if you're going to spend money on avatars, clothes for your avatar, it only tells Microsoft, that's awesome that we're making clothes for avatars because people are going to buy it and they're going to have no tangible product.
Sure.
So it's like, if you watch the NFL and their ratings are high... People are going to be like, oh, well, we did the right thing.
It's going to be the only new media we get, Jonas, because they're not making movies right now.
Right.
Boy, I can't wait to see that new Kevin Hart movie, Heart Attack or some shit. I don't even
Is
know.
Is it just him in his kitchen?
No, it's something. Die Hard, Heart Attack, Heart on the Open Range or some bullshit. He's a cowboy. He's a cop. He's an action star. I'm tired of it.
Sounds
nothing.
Awful.
Nothing's going to be out. I can't see Tenet. There hasn't been a Marvel movie in months, Jonas. I can't take it. It's summertime.
Right?
No,
normally when movies are popping.
What? No, right?
But
no,
dude.
No series.
But dude, when Corona ends, there's going to be a movie. There's going to be movie fire, dude. All the movies are going to get wrapped up. It's going to be like whatever, probably 2023. Movies are going to be like.
Truth, boom, not facts.
Boom, 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 boom. No, not about when the Corona ends, but like.
That's what you
no,
were
no, I mean, because by the time Corona ends and then they finish filming and then they put out the movies, it'll probably be a couple years because they got to finish filming.
It'll be about 2030.
Yeah.
Before.
All of a sudden, dude, it's going to be like movie. It's going to be good. Last thing before we end, I saw a thing on Reddit and it took me to Advil's website. Per Advil, the ibuprofen's website, do you know that 5% of the population never has a headache in their life?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, because what the statement said was 95% of all adults will experience a headache in their lifetime, which by deductive reasoning means that 5% don't. And I'm like, wow. I don't get tons of headaches, but like, could you imagine your whole life never having one? And then you're like 50 and you get your first one. You probably think you're dying.
That would be amazing. That would be really, really cool. Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting information.
Yeah, well, but just imagine, like, if you've never had one your whole life and then you get one and you're like 50, you probably really think you're dying.
Why does my head hurt?
Right, exactly.
I'm hearing voices.
Right. Well, it's just like people who, like, they never get, like, an ingrown toenail or something, and then they're, like, grown, and they get one, and they're like, this is the worst. And you're like, dude, this is just an ingrown toenail. They're like, why does it hurt so bad? And you're like, you've never had an ingrown toenail in your life?
Right? Or those people who get herpes for the first time. They're like, what is this on my dick? And I'm like, it's just herpes, dude, chill.
Yeah, dude, just like that. So, all right, everybody, that's all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe. If you've already done that, this guy, he is on Twitch. Oh, yeah, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube channels, Crazy Town Media. We didn't get to it at the beginning. All right, go ahead.
TNT Dynamite, I'm on Twitch every single day. You know you want some of this. You know you want
you have 8 catchphrases.
You better have a billion
TNT
of them.
TNT Dynamite, you know you want some of this.
You know you want some, girl. Come see me live on Twitch, 10 o'clock a.m. every single day.
Jesus. For Jonas.
TNT.
We'll catch you on the next one. We are
know you want it.